Well, in St. Jude, we had a lift that used to lift yarn up from one floor to the next. And it was like a shift, like a lift, but it wasn't as elaborate as a shop lift or anything like that, just a platform going up in a caged area. And one day we were putting something to get sacks of, big sacks of yarn, about so tall, you know, full of bobbins, and stack them in and lift it off onto the next floor. But this particular time, this lift was going up and it got stuck at the top because a bag had keeled over and jammed into, and the lift couldn't go any further. So one of the chaps at the top end of the, on the top floor, opened the door, which he shouldn't have done, but he opened the door and started to try and release it. But prior to him, they tried to take the lift back down again. The lift, the cables came slack, but the lift didn't move. Right? So this guy opened the door at the top and he pushed his wrist and the whole lot went down and went down, head first down the shaft, 30 feet, you know. He went down there, yeah. And, but I thought, oh God, oh mate, it's going to be hell to pay over this. But he got himself up. Guy had himself up. He was an Asian lad, you know, and he was a big lad, you know. Guy had himself up and he put his coat on and he went home. I thought, my God. And lo and behold, he rolled up the following morning. Daddy for work never another word said about it. And I thought, if that happened now today, oh my God, you'd be humdrum and quiet.